Welcome to Air Power with Kakra Baden, teaching the nations with signs and wonders. Why live in darkness when the light of God's word has solutions? Kakra is a teacher of the word who also ministers with miracles and the prophetic anointing. He's the senior pastor of the Catch the Anointing Center, Accra, Ghana. Now, today's message. Welcome to today's broadcast. Kakra begins a powerful message titled, If You Love the Lord. Today, he explains what it means to love the Lord with all your heart. Let's join in.
Today, I've got a few minutes. I just want to share with you shortly a subject that is titled, If You Love the Lord. Tell somebody, if you love the Lord. You know, everybody in the way he understands what love is. For some people, you know, like white people, they show their love by hugging, holding, they will rest their head, they will hold themselves. Black people, we don't show our love like that. So love means different things to different people. For some people, if you give them money, they feel that you love them. There are some people, if you have a party for them, they feel you love them. There are some people, if you send them flowers, they say, oh, beautiful flowers, you love them. Matthew 22, verse 35 is a key scripture. Somebody asked Jesus a very important question. Verse 35, we start from there. One of them, which is a lawyer, asked him a question, tempting him and saying, Master, which is the greatest commandment in the law? When we say a lawyer, it doesn't mean he goes to court. These were people who knew the law of Moses very well. So they call them lawyers. Jesus answered, 36, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and the greatest commandment. And the second is like unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Verse 40, On these two hang all the law and the prophets. When he says the law, he's talking about the books of Moses, from Genesis to Deuteronomy. When he says the prophets, he's talking about the Old Testament books like Isaiah, Jeremiah. Because at that time, the New Testament had not been written. They only had the Old Testament. So somebody asked Jesus, what is the most important law? The law of Moses had 613 commandments. It was a lot. Most people think that it was only the Ten Commandments. No. The Ten Commandments were the commandments that were written by God himself on a stone. But after, he dictated 603 more commandments to Moses. So when you put it together, it becomes 613. So the man was asking Jesus, there are a lot. Imagine, 613. He says, so which one is the most important one? Very important question. And in life, whatever you are doing, you must always ask, what is the most critical thing? Because sometimes you can do everything and miss the critical thing. For example, if you are in the ministry or you want to be in the ministry, what is the most important thing? The most important thing is knowing the Holy Spirit. That's all. Why do I say that? Because when Jesus was leaving the earth and was sending his disciples into ministry, he didn't give them a constitution. He didn't give them a keyboard. He didn't give them money. He didn't even give them the Bible. He said in Luke 24, verse 49, Behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you. Tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until you be endued with power from on high. There were Bibles, there were churches, but Jesus said, the most important thing is knowing the Holy Spirit. So if you don't know the Holy Spirit, don't attempt to preach. There are many people who know so many things about the ministry, but they don't know the Holy Spirit. You have missed the most important thing. What is the most important thing about marriage? It's character. The most important thing about marriage is not money. It's character. So assuming you want to marry somebody, the first thing that must come into your mind must not be the car he drives. The first thing is, What is this person's character? The first thing that should come to your mind is not to ask for me, I like fair girls. No. The first thing must be character. Why? Because a car you can buy if you have money. TV you can buy if you have money. A house you can buy if you have money. The only thing you cannot buy is character. And assuming you even love the person, if the person has a bad character, it will kill the love you have for the person. If the person's character is bad. But if the person has a good character, even you will grow to love the person the more. That's why Proverbs chapter 31 verse 30, it says, favor is deceitful, beauty is vain, but the woman who fears the Lord, she shall be praised. Three things are being compared. Favor. Most of the time, money brings favor. But when you buy things for people, you win their favor. That's why people give bribe. It brings favor. Then the next one is beauty. Then the third one is the fear of the Lord. What the fear of the Lord does is that it influences your character. If you fear God, there are certain things you cannot do. If you fear God, there are certain words you cannot use. There are married people who use divorce as if they are drinking water. Every little thing, if you don't take care, I will divorce you. Those are heavy words. If you fear God, you know that God is against divorce. So such a word, even if you are angry, will not come out of your mouth. It doesn't matter how you are provoked. It shapes your character. So they ask Jesus a question. What is the most important thing? He said, listen, the most important thing is not to go to church, although going to church is important. It's not to take communion, although communion is important. It's not to give an offering, although offering is important. It is not to pay tithe, although tithe is important. They all have their place. It's not to join the choir, although they all have their place. It's not to preach. They have their place. He said, the most important thing is to love the Lord your God. That's the first thing. With all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. But the question is, since love means different things to different people, what does love mean to God when we say you must love the Lord? What is it? Now, this story or this incident I just narrated, the same incident is also recorded by Luke. So Luke also talks about this same thing that happened where the man asked this question. But if you read Luke's account, there is a slight difference. In Luke chapter 10, Luke said that the man asked a question, and the question he asked was, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? That's the question that he asked. And Jesus said, thou shalt love the Lord thy God. That's Luke chapter 5, then 7. With all your heart, then with all your soul, with all your strength, and then with all your mind. So the same thing. But the reason why there's a slight difference is that assuming we watch a film and two people watched it, and I say, tell me about the film. You may tell me about the part that interests you and leave some things. And when I ask another person to, he may also tell me a part of the film and leave some other things. So you may give slightly different accounts, but the same film, sometimes based even on your interest. So you realize that when this question was asked, actually, the man asked two questions. Matthew records one and Luke records one. So in real fact, he actually asked two questions. So he asked Jesus, what is the greatest commandment? Then he also asked Jesus, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? So actually he asked two questions. And in all the two questions, Jesus gave the same answer. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. So one was about how you get saved, And one was about, what is the greatest commandment? But the answer is the same. So, since the answer is the same, then I think that second question, what shall I do to have eternal life, probably is the one that will show us what it means to love the Lord with your heart. So Luke makes us understand that it is the same thing that you feel in your heart when you get born again and give your life to Christ. It's the same thing that happens. So, number one, what does it mean to love God with your heart? Let's look at an account in the Bible where some people actually gave their heart to Jesus. This was on the day of Pentecost, after Peter and others had been anointed with the Holy Ghost. Peter preached, and in Acts 2:37, the Bible says, when they heard these things, they were pricked in their hearts, and they said, men and brethren, what shall we do? 38, Peter answered, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of your sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. In other words, the Holy Ghost will come and live inside you. But I want you to notice that the focus is on their hearts. Something was happening in their hearts. They were pricked in their hearts. These were people who didn't know God. For the first time, their heart was going to be turned to love the Lord, for them to be children of the Lord. But I want you to notice how they love the Lord and how their hearts turn. When you love the Lord, number one, it means the Lord will begin to convict your heart or prick your heart. Conviction. And when that conviction comes, number two, you repent. You feel it in your heart that this thing that I'm doing is wrong. And after you have been pricked in your heart that it is wrong, the second step is that you repent. You decide in your heart that you will repent. The third step is that then you believe in your heart what God is saying. That, for example, I must be born again. And the fourth step is that you will live by it. So, if you love the Lord with your heart, what it means is that you will begin to respond to the convictions of God in your heart.
Thanks for joining us. Today we learned that to love the Lord with your heart begins by responding to the convictions He places in your heart. Tune in same time tomorrow for the continuation of this message.
So you want to pray this prayer after me? You want to really give your life to Jesus? Be serious. Pray this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Today I repent of my sins.
Today I repent of my sins.
Please forgive me.
Please forgive me.
Come and live in my heart.
Come and live in my heart.
I believe that you died for me.
I believe that you died for me.
Wash me with your blood.
Wash me with your blood.
Be the Lord and Master of my life.
Be the Lord and Master of my
life. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
For coming into my heart.
Coming into my heart.
Amen. God bless you. You may be seated.
Before we leave, here is a praise report to boost your faith in the Lord.
This one says, blessed with a baby boy. It's a dear pastor. I've been married for 5 years without a child. I came to see you for prayer. You prayed a very simple prayer for me, and by the grace of God, I've now been blessed with a bouncing baby boy.
The traditional Christian view of demons is that they are disembodied spirits that afflict or possess people. The activity of demons, however, transcends this. Demons can also inhabit buildings, land, or space. Ignorance in this area has led to the uncontrolled activity of these demons. This book by Kakra Baden titled Squatters will expose you to this truth and give you practical steps you can take to overcome such demons. Get your copy now. You could be living with your enemy. Purchase online at Amazon.com. It is also on sale in selected bookshops. Order this book plus other books through the following means. Call or message us on WhatsApp +233 557 009 010. You can also send an email to info@kakrabaden.org. You can also make a regular call or send a text to +233 20 7575 215. Our office hours are 10 to 16 hours GMT. Thanks for your time. You can contact us, Seek Counseling, Ask for Prayer, order today's full-length message or order books through the following means. Call us on WhatsApp or send a WhatsApp message to +233 55 790 10. Send an email to info@kakrabaden.org. You can also make a regular call or send a text to +233 20 7575 215. Our office hours are 10 a.m. to 1600 hours GMT. Finally, write to us, share your testimony and how this broadcast has been a blessing to you.